This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A passenger bus carrying dozens of members of a music troupe has fallen into a gorge in western India, killing at least 13 people, injuring 29. VOA's Marissa Melton has more details.
Police say the bus was on its way to Mumbai, India's financial capital, from Pune City, where the musicians held a performance. The exact cause of the crash was not immediately known. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed sorrow over the accident and announced monetary relief to the victims' families. Police say more than 110,000 people are killed every year in road accidents across India. Most accidents are blamed on reckless driving and poorly maintained roads. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Energy and environmental ministers of the group of seven wealthy nations have met in Japan, saying that there is an urgent need to end carbon emissions. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Meetings in the northern Japanese city of Sapporo are aimed at forging a consensus on the best way forward ahead of the G7 summit in Hiroshima in May. At one of the meetings, U.S. Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, said there are some benefits to finding a solution to climate change.
It's also an opportunity economically, a huge opportunity for our countries to achieve better health, better security, cleaner air.
At the G7 summit last year in Germany, the country set a common goal of achieving a fully or predominantly decarbonized electricity supply by 2035. I'm Karen Chamas.
Sudan's military and a powerful paramilitary force battled fiercely Saturday in the capital and other areas, reportedly causing more than 200 deaths and injuries while dealing a new blow to hopes for a transition to democracy and raising fears of a wider conflict. The country's doctor syndicate says late Saturday that at least 27 people had been killed and more than 180 wounded. This is VOA News. Ukrainian authorities say the death toll from Russian missile strikes on eastern Ukraine's city of Slovyansk has gone up to 11 as rescue crews try to reach people trapped in the rubble of an apartment building. Ukraine's Air Force says the country will soon have weapons with which to try to prevent such attacks. An Air Force spokesperson said that the Patriot air defense system promised by the U.S. was expected to arrive sometime after Easter. The primarily Orthodox Christian country is preparing to observe Easter Sunday. Despite protests and adversity, a bill to raise France's retirement age from 62 to 64 is now law. VOA's Laurel Bowman reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron has signed into law a bill to raise the state pension age that sparked mass protests, the government's official journal showed on Saturday. The proclamation of the law came after France's Constitutional Council on Friday approved the main pension age increase and follows months of demonstrations against the plan, which the government forced through Parliament without a final vote. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
50 years after the last U.S. combat troops left South Vietnam, Secretary of State Antony Blinken looked Saturday to strengthen America's ties with its old foes in Hanoi as it seeks to counter China's growing assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. Blinken and the Vietnamese Prime Minister pledged to boost relations to new levels as they met just 2 weeks after the 50th anniversary of the U.S. troop withdrawal that marked the end of America's direct military involvement in Vietnam. It came as Blinken broke ground on a sprawling new $1.2 billion U.S. embassy compound in the Vietnamese capital. SpaceX has received federal approval to launch its new giant Starship for its first test flight as early as next week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
SpaceX continues advancing its spacecraft expertise.
3, 2, 1. Ignition, engines full power, and liftoff of Transporter 7.
This was a launch from the Vandenberg base in California Friday night, carrying 51 payloads. But as early as Monday, SpaceX may send off the world's largest rocket, the Starship, which is nearly 400 feet tall, from Texas around the world to the Pacific near Hawaii.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.